In this episode of Season with Salt, I salute the life and career of Earl Simmons, also known as DMX, who unfortunately passed away Friday, April 9th, 2021, at the age of 50.
Season with Salt, with Salt. Season with Salt.
What's up? This is Dominique Beaumonte, and you are listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. The world mourns the death of the iconic rapper and actor DMX, who was born as Earl Simmons. Allegedly, Mr. Simmons had a heart attack as a result of a drug overdose and was on life support since Friday, April the 2nd, 2021. His legendary career included 8 albums, 3 Grammy nominations, 2 American Music Awards, many MTV Video Awards. He was an outstanding artist. In addition to his music, he was also a celebrated actor, both TV and film. He's notably known for his roles in the movie Belly, Romeo Must Die, and many more. As I noted, he had an equally impressive TV career and was featured as himself on shows like South Park, Moesha, Half and Half, Eve, Yana Changed My Life, several documentaries developed to chronicle his life. For me, the height of his career, the late 90s and early 2000s, he was a culture-defining artist. Much of his music was on the soundtrack of my senior year in high school in 1999, and definitely throughout college 1999 to 2003. His 1998 album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot, the line in his prayer that really stuck out to me was, "And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard till I'm gone. It's all God, or it's all good, because I really ain't expecting to live long." And I think he was imprisoned, and through his imprisonment, he came into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I actually read his bio to learn that he grew up as a Jehovah's Witness, or his mother was a Jehovah's Witness. And as the story goes, he was ran over or hit by a car as a young boy. And in the sort of proceedings around the guilt of the person that hit him, his mother decided not to press charges because of her identity as a Jehovah's Witness. And what that did was that essentially disillusioned him and made him uninterested in religion altogether. However, his imprisonment opened his eyes or his heart to Christ. And we don't have to really go into the things that he battled with in life, because there will be enough platforms talking about that. But I thought it would be interesting to read a poem or read a prayer from his 1998 album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. I'm not gonna be able to read it like him. So if you wanna hear it like him, you have to look it up. But I wanna read it because in reading it, it kind of helped me to understand his heart. And I would say that, I don't know what his salvation was, and I don't wanna project like, oh, did he go to hell or did he go to heaven? That's not my place. But there is, I'm just gonna read it and then I'm gonna let you figure it out what I'm thinking. All right. I came to you hungry and tired. You give food and let me sleep. I come to you weak. You give strength and that's deep. You called me a sheep and led me to the green pastures, only asking that I keep the focus in between the chapters. You give me the word and only ask I interpret, and give me the eyes that I can recognize the serpent. You know I ain't perfect, but you like me to try, unlike the devil who wants me to lie till I die. Lord, why is it that I go through so much pain? All I saw was black, and all I felt was rain. I come to you because it's, you know, you who knows. You showed me that everything is black because my eyes were closed. You gave me the light and let me bask in your glory. So it was only right that when you asked for this story, I put together to do our dogs some good, our dogs being brothers and sisters in the hood. Plenty of times you sent help my way, but I hid. And I remember once you held me close, but I slid. There was something that I had to see, that you wanted me to see, so I can be what you wanted me to be. And I think I've seen it, cause I don't feel the same. Matter of fact, I know I've seen it. I can feel the change. And it's strange, almost got me beaten down your door. But I've never known love like this before. It's a wonderful feeling to get away from the pain. And up under the ceiling, I get away from the rain. And the strain that I feel when I'm here is gone. I know real, so I wipe the tears with a song. And I almost lost faith when you took my man, Monty, Paso, and Jay's brother Dan. And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard till I'm gone. But it's all good, because I really didn't expect to live long. So if it takes for me to suffer, for my brother to see the light, give me pain till I die, but please treat him right.
Season with song, with song. Season with song. So